Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Burt Show. We got to roll with the celebrity incarceration draft. And here's how this works if you're a new Burt Show listener. Every time a celebrity gets arrested, what we do individually on the show here is we try to predict who the next celebrity is going to be to get arrested. Right. If then they go on sort of like our roster of celebrities. So in the future, if one of these celebrities does get arrested and they're one of our former picks, we get all the money that we put into this jackpot every single time we do another round. And we put in $5 each, and we're probably at about, I don't know, $150 now.
That's good. It's something like that.
That's good money on this show.
Totally getting up there.
I think we're actually at 180.
180.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's $30. There's five of us, so it's 175.
All right. And the reason why we're doing this again today, Jen?
Is because Heather Locklear got arrested for a hit and run. It isn't quite as bad as what it sounds like, but she hit a no parking sign at about 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday and then left the scene of the accident. I can't imagine why.
Yeah, right.
Without calling the police. But there was debris left over. It was traced back to her car, and she was cited. Now, so there was no mugshot. There was no handcuffs or police car or anything like that. It was 16 hours afterwards. It was a citation. But the sheriff's department there says it does technically count as an arrest, and she is still serving probation for that DUI arrest back in September of 2008. So she's still in probation, hit the sign at 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, left the scene of the accident. They're calling it a hit and run, and she was arrested. So thanks to Heather Locklear, we will be picking another round of celebs.
Okay. Jeff, I think you're going to have to break out the list because everybody has forgotten who's on there already.
I got it right here, man.
All right, our random order this morning is Melissa Carter will go first.
Yay! MC.
Bert will go second.
Cheater.
Jen, Jeff, and Wendy.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Melissa Carter.
Oh, the sadness. Melissa, do you want to know who everybody has picked in the past or just you?
Just me right now.
Melissa, you've picked you've picked R. Kelly. You've picked Tim Robbins. You've picked Brittany Murphy's mama. You've picked Sammy Sweetheart. You picked Jeff Bridges. You picked Charlie Sheen. And today you picked...
I am actually going to do the random celebrity thing since those are people that keep getting arrested. And for two reasons. One, because, well, it's one of Heather's exes. And two, because Pamela Anderson's getting a lot of attention on Dancing with the Stars. So I'm going to put Tommy Lee.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
That's
good pick.
That's a good standard one right there. You want in these first couple of rounds somebody that if we wake up tomorrow morning and you say this person got arrested, that you wouldn't be surprised.
You're like, oh, yeah, and of course. So Tommy Lee, I think one of those people.
Totally in that category. Okay, who's on my list?
Bert, thusly, so far. I don't know why I have to make it seem legal. You've picked Andy Dick, Jeremy Shockley, Steve-O, Pauly D, Chris Angel, and one of the Jesse Jameses.
One of the three.
And I'll tell you which one of those three I picked as soon as one of them gets arrested. I'm going to go with, you may not even know this name unless you're like a sports fan, John Daly.
Oh, the golfer?
You guys know him?
Oh, he's got that weirdo reality show right now.
He's just a weirdo, period. Like, this guy was on the tour for a while, but he's like a good old boy, man. He likes to be fat and drunk and party a lot, so he got kicked off the tour for a while, and he's just a hot, stinking mess all the time. All the time. And the problem with him is he's totally and completely okay with himself. So I am assuming another DUI or an arrest is in his future. So I will go with John Daly. Wouldn't surprise me on any given morning if we wake up and John Daly is arrested.
Right.
Okay. Who's next, me or Jen?
Jen.
Jen, you have already picked Tila Tequila. Cat Williams. Damn, that's a good one. Lindsay Lohan.
I know I got... Papa Lohan.
Can we make trades on this? We've never explored trades. Like, I will trade you Steve-O and John Daly for Cat Williams.
Keeping him in my corner.
J-Wow, Michael Lohan, and John Mayer.
Yes, and my newest pick just broke off her engagement. So she was sort of like settled down and calm and about to get married, but her engagement is off. And she is one of my favorite drunk celebrities ever. I'm picking Tara Reid.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes.
Your picks have been solid.
God, I love her.
Yeah, because you know she's all depressed right now.
And she's a drama queen. She loves to drink.
She loves it.
She likes booze.
Yeah, a lot.
Well, so do you, but we don't think you're going to jail.
I know.
I don't know that I would second that.
You know what? I might put Jen Hobby on my next pick.
Whatever. I am so much more calm now. Y'all should have picked it 2 years ago.
That's a solid pick.
Pick me 2 years ago, not now.
Solid pick.
Mm-hmm. My picks so far in the draft are Simon Monjak, who is Brittany Murphy's husband.
Widow.
Russell Brand. Sure. Eminem, The Situation, Spencer Pratt, Steven Seagal, and today, I don't know why, just came to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. I don't know why. I know he likes to go to Vegas and party, and maybe he'll stagger out of a club drunk.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to expose himself. That's why.
Something like that, or grabbing somebody inappropriately. I could see him getting busted for that, you know, like he did to Halle Berry on stage in front of a couple million people. Mm-hmm. But doing that at a club with somebody that's not a celebrity,
right?
Then it's illegal. Mm-hmm. But on stage in front of millions of people,
it's fine.
No worries, it's ratings.
Wendell, so far you've picked Misha Barton, mm-hmm. John Gosselin, mm-hmm. Mel Gibson.
Good one.
Snooki, or you.
Good one.
Courtney Love. Danny mm-hmm. DeVito.
You just couldn't think anybody that way.
Of all those people, he'll be the one to get arrested.
Right, yeah.
And Wendy, your pick today is?
I'm going to go with Gary Busey.
Oh, yes.
Dang, that's a good one.
Yeah, he was on that Dr. Drew celebrity rehab show not too long ago.
Wow.
So he'll fall off the deep end again.
And again, falls under that category of if you wake up in the morning and Gary Busey got arrested, you wouldn't go, wow, that's a shocker.
Right.
The Burt Show. Hey, The Burt Show.
All right, so Jen was just telling us, you know, there's this rumor going around that
Lindsay Lohan tweeted that Samantha Ronson spit in her face.
And I made the statement that, I mean, that is game on.
Yes.
Nobody walks away from a fight when you get spit in. Even though you may know, the person that spit in your face might be 7'4".
Doesn't matter.
384 pounds. You got to go at him.
Yeah, it's a green light.
It's a green light.
If your spit is on my face,
it's on.
You've given me the green light to assault you.
Save that.
Unless you specifically went on Craigslist and looked for someone.
That's different. So I said nobody's ever walked away from that fight. And the phone lines are lit up with people way stronger than we are.
I don't know if it's strength. Why'd you walk away?
Hey, Margaret, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. All right. Somebody spit in your face and you walked away.
Yeah, so actually it was my daughter. She was 22. She came home one night. She had been drinking. I said something to her about drinking, and she just turned around, and she said, I've never liked you anyway.
Oh, no.
You're not a good mom. And she spit in my face.
Oh,
wow.
I would have.
And so I stood there for a minute, and I was like, you know, boy, I really want to go after her. But I thought, you know what? I just said, I can't believe that you spit in my face. And at that time, my 16-year-old daughter came flying around the corner, and before we could do anything, she had already punched her in the eye and busted her lip.
Oh, good. Oh, okay. So at least somebody got her.
Yeah, but just spitting in the face is something that just totally floors you. It's totally disrespectful.
Yeah.
And to this day,
awful.
To this day, I'm waiting on my moment.
I'm stalking, waiting for the right time. As a mom, I would have let her turn around and start walking away, but then you got the hair pulling going on.
The sucker punch in the back of the head. No, you just did that.
I'm waiting on my time.
I mean, I'm just, oh, I every t- I'm just imagining spitting in Millie Pete's face.
Oh my God, my mom or my dad.
I would not be sitting here. And if I spit in my dad's face,
hell no.
It would have been worse to spit in my mom's face than my dad's face, because when dad came home, it would have been way worse.
He would have killed you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm about to die just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. I think if you go in front of the judge, if somebody spits in your face and you kill them, if you go in front of the judge, the judge's going to go, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, you don't have to go to jail.
Yeah, why are you wasting my time?
Oh, you spit in your face.
Spit in your face? Oh, it's cool.
Yes.
Never mind.
Okay, I get it.
Case dismissed.
Hey, Connie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I've had my face spit in. I'm a school teacher, and I teach middle school.
No.
And I had a middle school boy spit in my face.
No.
And I couldn't hit him.
And you couldn't do anything about it.
No. What did you do?
I wrote him up. I walked away because I was going to hit him and wrote him up, and he got a 3-day suspension. But wow, that wasn't worth it.
Now, Connie, I wish I would have known you were going to say that because I would have put you on the voice disguiser before I asked this question.
Mm-hmm.
But is it possible for you to be fair to that student in with grades after he does something like that?
Well, luckily for me, I don't teach him. He did it out in the hallway. I had stopped him for having a cell phone out. And luckily I don't teach him, because that really would have made it difficult.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker right there.
Totally.
That'll turn an A into a C. That'll turn a C into an F real quick.
Well, her hands were tied. I understand. Her hands were tied. That's literally why she couldn't hit him, because they were tied.
Here is Becky. Good morning. You are on the voice disguiser.
Good morning, guys.
Look,
morning.
I thought we wouldn't get any calls on this. I thought nobody has ever walked away from somebody spitting in their face from a fight.
Well, with mine, me and my stepmom got into it really bad. And, I mean, I spit a big old spit wad in her face. And my dad just sat over there, didn't do a single thing. And she just turned around and walked away.
Whoa.
Oh, I would have left him.
Deal breaker.
Yeah. I would have left your family completely.
This was your stepmom?
Yeah, this was my stepmom.
What impulses you to spit on anybody?
Yeah, what? Why did you spit?
She called me an ungrateful kid, and I've been taking care of my dad for so long while him and my mom got divorced, and then he married her, and I absolutely despise her, and she just, I don't know, and then my brother did it too, so it's not just me that spit in her face, my brother did it as well, and I mean, she deserved what she said to us.
Sure, everybody does. Wow. Everybody's doing it.
Hey, yeah, you're kind of ungrateful kid, and you can't spit at me because you're on the phone.
That's a house full of spitters right there, man.
Wow. Who teaches their children to spit?
Seriously.
Me and my brother spit. Wow.
We're just a house full of spitters.
Yeah. You must be proud.
You know, spitting's been passed down. My great-granddaddy, he was a spitter. They're my granddaddy.
It's in our DNA.
Maybe they just salivate a lot. They're a drooly family. They've got a lot. They use what they have, you know?
If we're having dinner together and you accidentally spit in my face over casual conversation, I may try to beat you up.
You have one of those, like, gleeks.
Yeah.
That goes, gleek, gleek.
Yeah. And you pretend it's not there, but they know they spit it, and you know you spit it also.
Well, because you squinted when it happened, so you can't
blink.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh!
But for
yeah.
some reason, when that happens, why is it rude to wipe off your face?
You don't want to touch it. Right.
No, I do.
I feel rudeness.
Yeah, if I'm having a conversation with Bert, and he's chewing something, and he fires off a granola, and I know it's in my hair or face or something, I don't want to offend him, but I've got his chewed up dinner like on my eyelash.
Why is it on you? Right.
Oh, I don't want to embarrass you that you just spit your food in my eye. So I'm not going to wipe it, but man, I can't focus on one thing you're saying because there is some of your ketchup on my nostril.
The Bird Show.
The Pitbull's on line one.
What's the Pitbull?
He's very passionate.
You want to pick him up?
No.
Come on.
Dude, given the reason he's calling, I'm not going to pick up the call and tell him you're not available.
Will you guys bear with us for 1 second?
What?
Jimmy Barron has been trying to get in touch with me for 2 days now. For JB. 2 days now. Hello, Jimmy Barron.
I'm sorry, Mr. Weiss, this is his personal assistant. Yes.
Now, none of us are going to believe that.
Right?
My personal assistant is a Boston Terrier in Sandy Springs.
Jimmy, you're like a pit bull, man. What has happened to you, dude?
Bird Show, the question is, what has happened to you? I mean,
did you break up with my Jimmy, Bert?
No, of course not.
Right. No, he would have his assistant do that.
Yes, I would do that. If I was going to do that, I would be in
a taxi.
Even she's too busy for that. I do that in a text message.
So I get a call the other day, and it's a nice girl, and I forgot her name. You'll forgive me. She, hi, Mr. Barron. This is, and I am Mr. Bert Weiss's assistant.
Oh, my God.
And I won't say what she was asking for.
Okay.
Because of a personal matter. But she said, like, Mr. Weiss would like this, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, I didn't have that information, so I'll call you back. And then I hung up. I'm like, I've known Bert for 17 years. have we not known each other for that long?
Yeah, I mean, through conventions and then working in Atlanta together. Yeah, it's probably been that long, man.
Yeah, we came.
Daddy's heartbroken.
Yeah, we like grew up in this business together.
Right.
And he's got his assistant calling me. You got to be kidding me.
Well, it was, if it was a deep conversation that I was going to have, then I would have called you. I mean, if it was a personal, like, friend to friend conversation, but it was like, it's a quick number. Jimmy has it. Just give him a call. Bert, and Jimmy, I got to tell you something. There's no such thing as a quick call with you.
Oh.
And I know this because we have been friends for 17 years, that if you and I get on the phone together, it's going to start around now, and we'll probably be done around 8:30.
Okay, Bert, guilty as charged. Send me an email. Send me a text. It's a great way of getting out of having to talk to me personally, yet still accomplishing the same goal.
I will have my assistant send you an email apologizing today.
Thank you. Something. I can't take anymore.
And then it's...
He didn't want to send you an email because he was sitting at the dinner table with Barnes, and that would have been rude.
I apologize if you were offended. I will call you one-on-one next time.
Even an email.
Maybe you guys will bump into each other at Temple.
That's not likely.
We go at different times. Jimmy goes.
That's right.
There's a Temple at Buckhead Church.
I'm just glad that, you know, my listeners know that I've been obsessing over this. I mean, I've canceled big guests just so I could obsess over this.
I know. They both called us.
Yeah, you can hear them on our replay tomorrow morning if you like, those guests.
Okay.
All right.
Twist the knife. Well, I'm glad we got this out.
Okay, we're still friends. Everything's good. And when there's really something important, I promise I will call.
Bert, if you ever have another birthday party for your kids, please invite him.
Was he heard about that?
Susan? No,
here we go. Okay. Wow. Have a good show. Bye.
Oh, here's where they go talk about you behind your back.
No. We already did. I was hurt that I wasn't invited to Hollis's one-year birthday party a year ago where you had 100 people, but don't worry about it. We got to go.
Okay, see ya.
Okay.
See ya. I'll have Aaron call you. You guys can talk it out. Bye-bye. He's been trying to get that call for 2 days, though.
Wow. Well, he had to get that out. It was really rubbing him the wrong way.
It was bothering him. And it bothers me that our voices sound so similar. It was almost like having a conversation with myself.
You think you guys sounded like?
I don't think you guys sound like.
Not at all. Not even close.
No.
Really? He sounds much more professional on radio like than you.
He sounds like a real DJ.
Yeah, he sounds like a radio guy.
You're on The Bert Show. Listen, it's The Bert Show.
Feels like home again because Father Bailey's here with us.
Hey.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you for having me back.
You look good, man.
Yeah. I feel great, man. You know?
Look good. How's things going over at Blessed Trinity?
Things are great. This is the last phase of our school year. Have my girl Janie Merch right here with me today. You know, I'm repping on that BT's the fullest. The young people are getting ready to finish up their school. You know, the seniors gonna have their prom this week. In a couple of weeks, they're gonna graduate. Mm-hmm. And all the other young people there, I think, are looking forward to just getting the heck out of there. You know what I'm saying?
We have a lot of ground to cover with Father Bailey today. And if you've never heard him before, kind of controversial, actually. I mean, whenever we have him on, people aren't really quite sure to embrace him. If you go to, if you're like a traditionalist, and you go to church, not sure to embrace him or think it's really cool, but, man, you've been with us now for, what, 7 years?
About six, man.
Six
years. It's been a minute. You're still waiting to get paid, bro. You know what the check is, man.
But we assure you, he is a real priest. He's got the collar and everything.
Yeah, waiting for the check, too, man.
So what he does for us, and he'll do in a couple of minutes here, is he takes one thing out of pop culture, and then he applies it to a message in the Bible. And we're going to focus on T.I. here in just a couple of minutes. But our producer, Joanna, has a question for you before we get into that.
Okay.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey. Hi, Father Bailey.
How you doing, Joanna?
I'm doing great, thank you. All well, right. I am getting married next year, and my priest, I haven't met him yet. He's down in Jacksonville. However, he's been following me on Twitter, and he comments on all of my Twitter updates. And he just recently asked to be my friend on Facebook, and I'm not sure if I should accept him or not. Is this normal? Like, how should I feel about this?
Well, as the third grade kids at one of my elementary schools may say, he sounds like a creeper.
A creeper?
Yeah, a creeper. He follows you on Twitter?
He does, and he comments. Like, he'll send me an email. He won't comment, like, through Twitter because I don't think he has a Twitter account. he just sees my updates and then emails me.
And you've never met this guy face to face, and this is the guy that's doing your ceremony.
He ain't got no job.
It does seem like there's a weird line being crossed here. Like it.
Yeah,
do you think that he's trying to get to know her better and all this will stop once they get married? Or do you think?
Better hope.
Just
saying. Once they get married.
God bless you, Melissa. God bless you, Melissa. Now, it sounds kind of strange to me. I mean, you might want to tell him kind of, you know, turn down the creeper, you know, dial a little bit. You know, that's a little weird. I don't tweet none of my friends.
Yeah, why don't you send out a tweet that says there's a creepy guy following me on Twitter commenting on everything I do? And see what he says.
Is this the only priest that you can use for your wedding, or is there somebody else? Because
he came recommended, so I don't know what to do. And then he asked to be my friend on Facebook, and I haven't accepted him yet. I'm just kind of trying to figure out if I should or not, because it's kind of my private life, you know, and I don't know if I want him reading everything and seeing all my pictures.
Are you hot?
Really? This is not the right time to be asking that.
My bad.
Been a little controversy with Joanna the last couple of days.
But yes, she's a beautiful girl.
Joanna's a cutie. Yes.
Above average.
Oh, man. All right.
That's the most humble answer she's ever said.
Really? Yes. Really? All right. I guess that's all he wants to be your friend in, I guess, you know.
So did she say something to him? She just say, hey, can you push off a little bit?
Well, I mean, if she feels a little creeped out by the whole thing, I think it's only fair for her to tell him that. You know, it's like, you know, not the most prudent thing I imagine for someone to do. Mm. But you know, still, it's just creeping you out, you know.
He still can look. Like, he just won't comment anymore. He'll still be watching you, Joanna.
Looking over your shoulder, judging your every move. Like somebody's watching me. All right, Joanna, we got to run.
Thank you.
Right, be good.
Bye.
All right, so T.I. has made himself back into the news now. He went to jail for a while, mm-hmm. and now he's out, and he's trying to do some good, right? So he's going to these different schools, and he's basically detailing his story in hopes that, you know, he can touch some of the kids so they don't go down the same path that he goes down.
And in hopes that he can check off all those hours of community service.
And that's another thing, right?
A requirement, yeah.
Which sounds like a great idea, but some of the parents aren't so hip with it. This is a story from 11 Alive last night.
You are right.
Out of jail and doing community service, T.I. made a trip to Woodland Middle School in Henry County on March 5th, an unwanted surprise for one family.
Tom Myers' middle school-aged daughter came home from school and told him that the rapper, Clifford T.I. Harris, had spoken at an assembly here. Myers was unhappy and wrote an email to the principal of the school, Dr. Terry Oates, and so began a very interesting exchange.
The first email I sent to him was to ask that from now on, at least we ought to have some kind of parental input whether or not a speaker is appropriate. If I don't want my child to be there, just give me the right to opt them out.
Myers also wrote, how about next time, let him mow the grass or pick up the trash around the school grounds. If the kids see that, they might understand what he did was wrong. Principal Oates replied, I thought about asking a guy who snorted cocaine and got arrested for DUI when he was 30 to come and speak to our kids, but President George W. Bush was not available.
Wow.
So the parents and the principal going back and forth with each other, and that parent was not done.
Oates writes that he uses the president as an example because even the commander-in-chief screwed up when he was young. But Tom and Candy Myers didn't want their daughter to be at that assembly. School officials say parents were notified of the assembly, but that T.I. was a surprise guest. Myers admits T.I. encouraged the kids to study and work hard, but he's not convinced.
T.I. is an actor, and he can sit down and act with the best of them. He's an entertainer. That's what he does.
In Henry County, Jay Watson, 11 Alive News.
So that's where we start our focus today, right, Father Bale?
Yeah, I'm an entertainer too, man, you know.
So that's where we start.
I am sanctified.
What up? What's happening? All you haters can get at me, cause I hear ya and I'm watching, but I'm still here. I ain't stopping. What up? What it is, bruh? What it do, man? ATL, it's your man coming at y'all live on a Friday, cause it's the best day. It's the Reverend Father Crunk here with the Q100 Burt Show Morning Crew. It's been a minute, Atlanta, but like the little white girl in Poltergeist would say, he's back. Today, we're going to talk about some local drama in our metro Atlanta area. And that drama has to deal with one of our local homeboys, T.I., or known as Chip, and his publicized mess with some parents over his appearance at a local high school in Henry County to fulfill the requirements of his community service. Now, we know that Tip had issues with the feds about some heat that was purchased and possessed illegally. However, our man T.I. took his sentence like a man and not only served his time, but also made time to forewarn young people about the importance of what it means to be responsible and make good decisions, even when things are well for you and you are at the top of your game. But this segment is not about the few parents who protested T.I.'s appearance at their child's middle school. And this is not even about the exchange of emails between the parents and the principal of the school who initially invited Tip to come to the school and speak to the students. The real issue here is the topic of forgiveness and giving people a second chance. Now, here is where pop culture meets scripture. In the Bible, we can see God revealing himself in many ways, but one of the most important and essential ways that he reveals himself is that he is the God of forgiveness and the God of a second chance. Just look at the woman who was caught in the very act of adultery. According to the law at that time, she could have been stoned to death, but then the woman and her accusers came into contact with Jesus to see what he would say and what the Son of God would say to those folks who were so heavily bound and no earthly good. And he said, "Let the one who is among you without sin cast the first stone." Jesus didn't call her a skank, and he even called her a hoe. He gave her compassion, love, and the second chance that she needed and deserved. Then you have the famous parable of the prodigal son. This is the story of the young man who was impatient and selfish. He wanted his inheritance right there and right now. And because of his impatience and selfishness, he lost all that money. All the so-called friends who were there, like Usher said, when the bottles were popping and everything was sweet. But the Bible says the young man came to his senses, went back to his father, and asked forgiveness. And the father not only forgave his wayward son, but he threw the biggest barbecue those folks ever saw in years, gave the kid new clothes, put some fresh bling on his finger, and a whole lot of people there to celebrate his return home. Here is something we all have in common with T.I., and that is this. We all have a past. There is no escaping that at all. We have all done things, said things, and even been in places that we are ashamed to say. But because God loves us just as we are, he gives us the gift of his forgiveness and compassion. He gives us a second chance, because even when we are so dumb not to believe in our ability to do and say what is right, he continues to believe in us. That is why we all have the gift of a new day called the present, because we all have the chance to do the right thing and have a positive impact on the lives of those around us. This is exactly what Tip is doing. He has done his time, and now he is being the witness to our young people about the danger of guns and the importance of making good and responsible decisions in their lives. However, you're always going to have haters who feel that it is their job to announce the sentence that they feel you should get rather than rejoicing that someone has seen the light and is doing right by their lives right now. Atlanta, we've all made mistakes, and we all will make mistakes. What we are called to do is to remember that we cannot just be in the place to receive forgiveness when we want it, but we must also extend forgiveness to those around us, because this is the only way that we will ever come to understand the accountability that goes with being forgiven. Do unto others as you will have them do to you. If you want to see someone who makes mistakes and mess up on the regular, you need to look no further than your friendly neighborhood, Father Crunk. I did, and I still do stupid things. I say dumb things, and Lord knows I am the mistake king. However, I am so grateful and thankful for the folks in my life who love me and forgive me and extend open arms to me whenever I have the courage to be forgiven. So my words to all the haters out there who do not want to give people, much less celebrities, a second chance, take a lesson from the gospel of T.I. who says, "You might see me in the street, but player, you don't know me. When you holler on the street, remember, you don't know me. Save all the hating and the popping, player, you don't know me. Quit telling homies you're my partner, player, you don't know me. Don't be a groupie, keep it moving, pimping, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, but the truth is, really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know me. You be hating, and I see why, because you don't know me." So the deal here is we really don't know these folks or how their personal lives have been touched or transformed by the love and liberation that they receive from God. I have messed up time and time again, but I wish that all of us will one day understand what Jesus said. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. He came not to help out the righteous, but to help out sinners. Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to celebrate and share what we all have in and through him, and that is forgiveness and unconditional forgiveness for us all. So, T.I., if you have to deal with haters on the regular, come and holler at your boy, Father Crunk at Blessed Trinity, because I can hook a brother up with some service hours. You heard me? But even more so, we need to organize and set things right for all these folks, because who is better to listen to or even to relate with? Someone who hasn't been down that route, or someone who used to sell drugs and then make the best decisions, but now can effectively be a witness of what not to do? So, Tip, keep on making Atlanta and all of us proud. It is people like you who went through something that inspire all of us to know that God's ways are not our ways, and that why he is God and why we are not. Being forgiven unconditionally and going to share that life is what living is all about. I am so happy that Tip is sharing the gift of his second chance with all of us. So, Atlanta, that is my time, and I'm glad to be back with all of y'all at this moment. Let me give my shout-outs real quick.
Do it.
I want to say what's up, what's happening, to the one and only Brown Sugar, to Miss Jones, keep holding down the way you know how, with your off-the-chain self, you know who you are, how you doing? I got to say what's up to Shannon, Ebony, Kamisha, Passy, Charmaine, and all those in that True Player clique. I got to say what's up to Doobie, keep on representing that Cherokee to the fullest, girl. To all my folks at Blessed Trinity Catholic High School in Roswell, to all my people at Transfiguration Catholic Church in Marietta, to the class of 2010 at Blessed Trinity, who's promised tomorrow. How you living, Annie, Lane, Madison, Libby, and the whole senior class? To pretty Ricky Turner and Richard Smacketh Downeth Barton, to Lil Weezy Martin and Frank the Tank and all my people at BT, to all the administrative assistants at BT, what's up, Q, what's up, and what's going on all the way, Annie? To all the American Cardinals coming to Atlanta today, I want to say what's up to all y'all wearing red, and to all the Q100 family for all the love and support you give me on a regular basis. I'm about to get out to get big things popping and little things stopping. Peace to all of y'all, and I'll rap to y'all next time.
That's Father Bailey, all right? That is a real priest from Blessed Trinity.
Amen.
All right, now, Father, you brought in Janie with you today. She's a student over at Blessed Trinity, correct?
She is. I've known Janie for, oh, my gosh, man, like about 8 or 9 years when she was a little girl at St. Joseph's Catholic School and hopping around all crunk and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's kind of emotional for me because it's cool to see someone who's in fourth grade coming up to graduate, you know what I'm saying, this year. So,
man, that's got to make you feel old, though, huh?
Man, I know, man. I'm pretty, bro. You know I am bringing sexy back, you heard? But anyway, she's in the studio today to do a little something, you know, for the prom. So, I guess.
Bring it on, Jane.
Yeah, make it happen, girl.
Grab a mic.
There's a mic.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Boop, boop.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
it. What's on your mind?
Well, basically, I waited completely to the last minute to do things like usual, and I wanted to ask my boyfriend to prom tomorrow, and the reason why I'm asking him is because he goes to Kell High School, and I have to bring him to my prom, so I wanted to do something really creative because he always looks out for me. And basically, I asked Father Bailey, and he was like, yeah, like, definitely, and I thank you guys so much for letting me do this. So, Austin Petrick, will you go to prom with me?
Oh, that's sweet.
No. And your prom's tomorrow?
Yeah, I know, right? Tomorrow.
Wow.
And it's supposed to rain, so I'm kind of bummed. But
so he has to go out and he's got to get the tux. He's got to get everything within the next less than 24 hours.
No, the thing is, like, I pretty much told him that you're coming to prom with me, and he's like, oh, cool. Like, are you going to ask me any cool way? And I was like, well, like, I really don't know, but sure. So I made this huge deal, like, oh, sorry, like, you're just, like, whatever, so I'm not going to ask you. And so here I am, like, doing this for him because.
Oh, that's cute.
That's cool.
Yeah. Austin, she wants to go to prom with you, honey.
I do.
Right, what's his name again?
Austin.
Okay, Austin, we're expecting you to call in. Yes or no right now.
I know.
Austin, if you don't, I'll be so mad at you.
don't be a punk.
Is there anybody you want to ask as a backup in case Austin doesn't want to go?
Yeah, his sister, Nicole. She, like, is yeah, because, like, she's been helping him, like, make sure he's up because he doesn't go to school till like 8, and so she's been helping me out a little bit. Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can get him to call 404-741-Q100.
And
if
she's going to thank you guys so much.
If she's going to get mad at you, it's not going to happen till Sunday, till after prom anyway.
Exactly.
So it's a pretty sure bet right there.
This is The Bert Show.
I am realizing that I may be more racially sensitive than I realized. Because Bert and I have been both talking about going to Tyler Perry's play last week, Madea's Big Happy Family. And so Katie and I went to the opening night performance, and we were there. And Tyler Perry's plays, I mean, he started out on stage before he had his movies. And so, you know, he has a huge following, and his following is majority, you know, African-Americans. And so we had gone to the Fabulous Fox to go see the play, and we were in the minority when it came to race. So we
didn't you think it was funny, just as a side note, that all the white people were in the seats at 7:30? There early. There was like 10 white people that went to the show, and they were all sitting in their seats 7:30 ready to go. Black people were there 8:15 still coming in. White people 7:30. Let's go.
But you know, Madea did call those people out that were not there on time. And so yes, we were one of the white people that were there early. And that was me saying, come on, we gotta go.
In your seats.
So
but I must be black then, because I am always late.
Are you always late? Really?
I am like little miss.
We've talked about that before.
10 minutes late. Yeah.
So we were in the audience, and I forgot what happened. Maybe it was, I don't know. I cannot remember exactly what happened, but Katie, completely comfortable in her skin, and I don't know whether it's one of the songs or whether it was one of the things that Madea had said, but Katie was just very vocal, very, you know, danced in the seat to some of the songs and everything.
Had she been drinking?
Well, come on, it's Katie.
I
don't have to answer that question. And then there was some comment she made about something. Maybe let's say it was a joke about. Let's say even before all that happened, it was a joke about being late. You know, black people being late to the performance and white people being on time. And she said it a little loud. So let's say she made that joke, and I was shushing her because I felt for some reason that because we were the white guests at a Madea show, that we had to be on our best behavior, like anybody there gave a crap about the white people that were sitting next to them. But the racially sensitive thing is that I wanted to be on my best behavior and give the best impression because I wanted everybody to know that I was cool going to a Madea show.
I don't think you're in the wrong in that case. I think I would have heard Stacey if she had said the same thing.
And Katie's like, what's the big deal? And then I realized, yeah, what is the big deal? But
so
for
you
some
were,
reason,
like,
because I was white.
Overcompensating for being white?
She was dealing with her white guilt.
My family was too poor to own slaves, so we were not a slave owning family, but maybe that was it. No, I just felt like, I don't know. I do not have a reason, but I realized, am I really that racially sensitive?
I've got one for you from the same night, and I was going to save this for when we do our next Ask a Race segment, but I'll ask it here. But I wanted to have all my facts straight before I got it. Because I may be looking this just through Caucasian eyes, but I've been to the Fox Theater since we've been here 9 years now. I'd say, I don't know, 12 times in 9 years. And on Friday night when I went to see Madea, and like Melissa said, the audience there was predominantly black, it's the first time that I have ever seen police officers in the lobby, right outside of the lobby of the Fox Theater.
See, I didn't see that Thursday.
I did.
I've seen that before.
You have? Okay, so maybe I was looking at it with racially sensitive eyes. Maybe they're there all the time, but I just noticed it that night.
I've actually noticed it, and I don't remember what I was there for, but I remember thinking they were standing like in the building or in that like tunnel to go in the building.
In the tunnel to go into the building.
Yeah, I noticed that once, and I remember thinking that just seemed weird because they weren't.
I've never seen it before, and I've been there a whole bunch of different times.
Well, I'm going to go see Mary Poppins next week, and I'm going to see.
We'll see if there are any police there.
5-0 in the house.
Because Mary Poppins is a crazy show.
Chimney, go to jail.
Take a spoonful of sugar with this.
Yeah. Hey,
Paul.
Of blow.
Good morning, you're on Q100.
Modern day Mary Poppins.
What's up, dude?
I kind of feel what you guys are saying because I'm black, and when I go to a restaurant, I try to make sure that I tip very well because I know the stereotype is, you know, that we black people don't tip very well.
So you fight sort of the stereotype by going over the top.
Yes.
It's almost like you're
funny.
The representative.
It's like the overcompensation.
So you just don't want people to judge the entire race because of you.
Does this lead into what we heard Brandon say yesterday?
Oh, wait till Brandon's back in to talk about that.
Yeah, this is kind of a tie-in, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brandon's got to represent himself on that. I'm not going there. Yeah, I was going to tell the story. The opposite happened to me because I was out to dinner. This was, you know, maybe a couple of years ago. But I go to this place in my neighborhood a lot. And there is a black female server. And when I was there with a black man, she was overcompensatingly nice to me because of the stereotype that black women don't like white girls with black eyes.
Wow, no. I can't believe
you know what I'm saying? Like, she was overly nice to us, like telling, like almost like giving us her permission, like, it's okay, I'm cool with you.
I still can't believe you live in this kind of...
Well, she's representing
she's
the race
representing black women, I don't so know if she was like over the top, like super duper nice about
it. I don't know if I'm
it.
Overcompensating for anything. I just feel like, you know what? I'm representing Whitey. And I just want to make sure that you don't, you know, that you realize that Whitey's not so bad.
It's the Burt Show.